我们用主是我们的力量来做我们彼此的勉励。
This morning we're going to use the topic of the Lord as our strength for our mutual encouragement.
请我们一起来看圣经诗篇二十八篇。
Let's all turn to Psalms 28.
诗篇二十八篇第七节。
Psalms 28, verse 7.
第七节，主是我的力量，是我的盾牌，我心里依靠他，就得帮助，所以我心中欢乐，我必用诗歌颂赞他。
7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him.
大卫说他心中充满着欢乐，所以他赞美神。
David said, my heart greatly rejoices, and therefore I praise him.
那为什么他心中充满着欢乐呢
？And why was David's heart filled with joy？
啊，因为神是他的力量，是他的盾牌。
Because the Lord was his strength and his shield。
啊，在他的生活当中有神做他的依靠。
In his life, God was what he trusted in。
在生活当中有神做他的帮助。
And God was able to help him throughout his life。
啊，所以虽然生活当中有困难、有危险，但是还是能够面对。还是能够克服。
Therefore, although he faced dangers and troubles throughout his life, he was able to overcome them and to face them.
在平顺的当中，有神的道理，神的话语继续来引领他。
And throughout his smooth times, the word of the Lord continued to guide him.
所以他心中总是充满着欢乐，他总是在生活当中来赞美神。
Thus his heart constantly rejoiced, and he constantly praised the Lord.
这是大卫个人非常实在的体验。
And this was David's very personal experience.
第八节
，verse 8.
主是他百姓的力量，又是他受膏者得救的保障。
The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed.
接下来大卫说，神也可以是所有的百姓的力量。
Next, David says that the Lord can be the strength of all of the people.
所以不是只有大卫能够得着神的帮助，是所有的人都能够得着神的帮助。
Thus, not only David will be able to receive the help of the Lord, but everyone can receive the help of the Lord.
今天我们虽然不是大卫，但是我们都是神的百姓。
Today, although we may not be David, we are all the children of God.
照大卫这里所说的，神不但是他的力量，也是他的神的百姓的力量。
According to these verses, the Lord is not only the strength of David, but he is the strength of all the people.
所以我们可以很有自信地说，主是我们的力量。
Thus, we can very confidently say the Lord is our strength.
那为什么我们有这个需要？
Now, why do we have this need?
请看以赛亚书40章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章二十八节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28.
二十八节，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable.
在这里，以赛亚先知他来描写神的本性，神的神性。
Here, the prophet Isaiah, portrays the divine nature of God.
什么是神
？Who is God？
神就是创造宇宙万物的那一位。
God is the creator of the ends of the earth.
这是一个怎样的神
？And what kind of God is he？
他不疲乏，不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
He is a God who neither faints nor is weary, and his understanding is unsearchable.
29节
Verse 29.
疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。
He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength.
不但神本身有力量，而且他也可以赐给人力量。
Not only does God have strength himself, but he is able to give the others strength.
这就是为什么他是神。
And this is why he is God.
30节
Verse 30.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall.
三十节就在讲到人的本质。
Here, verse 30 talks about human nature.
三十节在讲到人的有限，人的脆弱。
It talks about the limitations and the weaknesses of men.
就 身体的体力来讲，这个少年人啊，是通常是最强壮的。
In regards to physical strength, the youth are often the most strong.
但是这里说，就是少年人，他也会疲乏，他也会甚至全然的跌倒。
But here it says that even youth shall be faint and will utterly fall.
这就是为什么我们需要神来成为我们的力量。
And this is why we need the Lord to be our strength.
我们的生活里头包括几个层面。
There are many different facets of our lives.
第一个物质的层面，我们的这一个肉体。
First is the physical facet, which is our physical body.
无论我们有多么健康，我们知道人是有限的，常常会疲乏，甚至这个跌倒。
And our physical body has limitations. No matter how strong we are, we will one day become weary. We might even fall.
人的生活里头还包括着我们的心思，我们的情绪。
And human life also contains our emotions, our mental capacity.
常常这个层面，我们也是觉得疲乏困倦。
And oftentimes in this aspect, we often feel faint and weary.
当一个人的这种心思情绪极其疲乏困倦的时候，常常是比物质上的缺乏还要痛苦，还要难过。
Oftentimes, emotional and mental weariness is more painful than physical weariness and tiredness.
身体上的疲惫，可能休息、补充营养，它就会恢复了。
When we're physically tired, as long as we rest and gain more nutrition, we might become better.
那如果是心思、情绪上的问题，常常就不是这么简单。
But if we have problems emotionally or mentally, to solve this problem is not as easy.
人还有另外一个层面，就是人的灵、心灵的生活。
And another aspect of our lives are our spiritual life.
那尤其灵的这一个层面，更是需要神赐给我们力量。
And in the spiritual aspect, we even more need the strength of the Lord.
而这三个层面，它互相会有彼此的影响，互相有关系。
Now these three facets of our lives are not mutually exclusive. They all are related to one another.
这个肉体上的力量，有时候我们可以想办法的来帮助自己。
We oftentimes can find a way to help our physical strength.
但是我们也知道，无论如何，人肉体的力量还是那么脆弱，还是那么有限。
But no matter what, we still understand that we have physical limitations.
所以我们需要神成为我们的力量。
Thus we need the Lord to be our strength.
那当神成为我们的力量，我们可以成为一个怎样的人呢？
Now when God becomes our strength, what kind of person can we become?
请我们看31节。
Let's look at verse 31.
31节，但那等候主的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
当主成为我们的力量，
When the Lord becomes our strength,
那我们就要成为像这个下半句话所说的我们如鹰展翅上腾，我们奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。
We will mount up with wings like eagles and run and not be weary, walk and not faint.
我们都渴望成为这样的人。
We all hope to be this kind of person.
就我们的肉体这个层面来讲，主若愿意，是的，我们可以这么的强壮。
And even physically, if God is willing, then yes, we can be this strong.
比如摩西到120岁，他的眼目没有昏花。
For example, Moses, at the age of 120, his eyes did not grow dim.
加勒到85岁的时候，他说他跟40岁的时候一样，跟百姓一起出去征战。
When Caleb was 85 years old, he said his strength was as it was when he was 40 and went out to fight with the people.
那这两个人所得到的都是神特别的恩典。
And these two people both received special blessing from the Lord.
那一般的人随着年龄的增长，体力上、精神上一定会渐渐的衰退。
Now most people as they grow older will lose energy and lose strength.
所以31节主要在告诉我们的是信仰的这一个层面。
So what verse 31 refers to is the aspect of our faith.
那我已经讲过，人心灵的层面也会影响到人灵的层面， 会影响到另外的两个层面。
And we've already mentioned before that our spiritual life can affect both other two aspects of our lives.
所以31节告诉我们，当神成为我们的力量，我们可以成为怎样的人。
And that is why verse 31 tells us what kind of people we can be if God becomes our strength.
第一个，我们能够过着行道的生活。
Firstly, we can become people who follow the word of God.
凡事稍微仔细的来看圣经，来读神的教训的人，都会觉得神的教训实在是太完美，太美好了。
Anyone who reads the Bible and the word of God in detail will find that the word of God is so beautiful and so perfect.
但是问题是，人不一定都能够去做，照着去做。
However, the problem is that human beings may not always be able to follow the word of God.
你会很努力的去做一件事情，通常你对这件事情有相当的明白跟认识。
If we very diligently try to follow something, it means that we understand it very well.
很多人知道这本圣经很好。
Most people know that this Bible is a very beautiful book.
但是他不会立志要照着这一本圣经来过生活。
But they will not determine to live their lives according to the Bible.
因为他事实上不是真正的明白认识这一本圣经。
And this is because they don't actually understand this Bible.
好，我们请看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
第九节，就像经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
神的伟大，神的爱，常常是超过人的想象。
The greatness and the love of God is often transcends our understanding.
所以神为人所准备的救恩也常常超过了人所能够看见、所能够想的。
Thus, the salvation of the Lord often transcends what we can see and hear.
那应该怎么办？
So, what should we do?
第十节。
Verse 10.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.
所以神的灵亲自来带领。来帮助我们。
So the Spirit of God can help us and guide us.
11节。
Verse 11.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For what man knows the things of a man except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the thing of God except the Spirit of God.
是的，我们需要神的灵来带领我们，来感动我们。
It is true that we need the Spirit of God to guide us and to move us.
15节。
Verse 15.
15节，属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有一个人能够看透了他。
But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
当圣灵来带领，来感动我们，我们就可以过着行道的生活。
When the Spirit of God guides us and leads us, then we will be able to live a life according to the Word of God.
因为我们成为一个属灵的人。
Because we have become a spiritual person.
我们能够认识，能够明白神的爱，神的教训。
And we can understand and know the love of God and the teachings of God.
那我们就有那个力量去过着一个行道的生活。
And then we will have the strength to live a life according to the word of God.
那这就是一种超越的生活。
And this is a life that of transcending.
什么叫做有力量？什么叫做能够有力量去过着行道的生活？
What does it mean to have strength to follow the word of God?
什么叫做超越的生活？
What does it mean to live a life of transcending?
请看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17.
十七节，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁的物，我就收纳你们。
Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you.
我们就能够从这个世界里头出来。
We can come out from this world.
在雅各书里头告诉我们说，不要跟这个世界来做朋友。
In the book of James, it says, "Let us not be friends with the world."
不要过着放纵肉体的生活。
And to not live a life according to the lusts of the flesh.
这个世界到处都有试探，都有这个引诱。
This world is full of temptations. It is full of lusts.
这个世界到处充满着陷阱。
This world is full of traps.
这个世界到处充满着让人犯罪、让人得罪神的引诱。
And this world is full of temptations that causes man to sin against God and displease him.
这个世界充满着很多对人的生命人的灵命有伤害的事情。
And this world is full of dangers to our spiritual life.
那我们有那个力量从这个世界里头出来。
But we can have the strength to come out from this world.
因为主是我们的力量。
Because the Lord is our strength.
我们能够照着神美好的教训来过我们的生活。
We can live a life according to the wonderful teachings of our Lord.
这个就是超越的生活。
This is what it means to transcend.
什么是超越的生活？
What does it mean to transcend?
什么是行道的生活？
What does it mean to follow the word of God?
请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章二十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
二十节，我们是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
二十一节，他要按着那叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，如同和他自己的荣耀身体相似。
21, who will transform our lowly body that may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
在圣灵的带领与感动之下，我们很清楚的知道。我们是天上的国民。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we clearly understand that we are the people of heaven.
我们对将来天国的赏赐是很有把握的。
Our citizenship is in heaven, so we are very confirmed of what our reward in heaven.
我们切实的相信主耶稣要再来。
And we clearly believe that the Lord will once again come.
我们切实的相信这个卑贱的身体，它要改变成为一个荣耀的身体。
And very truly believe that our lowly body will one day be conformed to his glorious body.
有这样的认识，所以我们常常会去思想，会去专注于那上面的事情，信仰的事情。
And because we know these things, we'll often reflect and think about the things above.
很多的人他只看到眼前的事情。
A lot of times people just see the things ahead of them.
很多的人只努力于看得见的事情。
And most people only strive towards the things that they can see.
当人面对死亡的时候。
And when man faces death.
所有能够看得见的，能够抓得着的，都要结束了。
Everything that man can see, everything that man can truly grasp will disappear.
但是很多的人却他没有看到那个天国的赏赐，上面的事情。
And a lot of these people don't see.The heavenly reward, the things above.
当我们思念上头的事情，我们就能够从这个世界里头出来。
And we put our minds on things above, then we will be able to come out from the world.
过着行道的生活，就是过着有方向、有目标的生活。
To live a life according to the word of God is a life full of direction.
行道的生活就是让我们活得有意义。
A life in which we follow the word of God is a meaningful life.
当一个人没有方向的时候，那么生活就很不确定。
When someone has no direction, their life becomes very uncertain.
当一个人觉得生活失去了意义，他也就生活得很不确定。
And when a person feels that their life has lost meaning, then they live a very uncertain life as well.
但是主成为我们的力量。
But God is our strength.
我们是能够看见属灵的事情。
And we can see the spiritual matters.
我们对将来的事情是有把握的。
And we have confirmed the things in the future.
所以我们的生活是很切实的。
Thus, we are very certain of our lives.
我们请看马太福音第七章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 24.
二十四节，所有凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Therefore, whoever hears the sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
今天很容易的，人可以听见主耶稣的教训。
Today it's very easy to listen to the words of Lord Jesus.
但是不一定每一个人都会照着主耶稣的教训去生活。
But not everyone lives according to the words of God.
除非主成为我们的力量。
Unless the Lord becomes our strength.
他的圣灵来带领我们，来感动我们。
His Holy Spirit can help us, can move us.
这里说一个人听见主耶稣的教训又去做的，他就是一个聪明人。
Here it says that whoever listens to the sayings of the Lord and does them is a wise person.
那什么叫做聪明人？
What does it mean to be wise or smart?
这里用了一个我们可以了解的比喻。
Here it uses a parable that we can understand.
就是把房子盖在磐石上。
Which is to build a house on a rock.
为什么房子盖在磐石上就是一个聪明人？
Why is someone who builds his house on a rock a smart person?
25节。
Verse 25.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌。因为根基立在磐石上。
And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
在自然界里头，我们都知道会有雨淋、水冲、风吹。
With nature, there will be winds, and there will be rains, and there will be floods.
如果听见主耶稣的教训而不去行的，是好像把房子盖在沙土上。
And those who listen to the word of God and do not act upon them are like those who build their house on sand.
在生活里头一定会有遇到雨淋、水冲、风吹。
And our lives will always face rain, floods, and winds.
我们在这个大环境里头，大家所遭遇的事情常常是一样的，非常类似的。
And even in this great environment, we often face very similar things.
很多人是被整个大环境来把它左右着，带着它走。
And a lot of people are brought, are swayed to and fro by this great environment.
如果在一个不好的环境里头，他就成为不好的人。
And if someone is in a bad environment, they will become a bad person.
在一个不平安的环境里头，他就没有平安。
And in this environment without peace, they themselves will have no peace.
因为他不是稳固的。
Because they are not stable.
他只是会随风随着潮流。
They can only follow the current, they can only follow the trends and continue to follow them.
生活里头缺少了那一份的力量。
And they are lacking that strength in their lives.
生活里头缺少了那个真正的方向跟价值。
They lack the true direction and meaning of life.
那越是这样子，人越只是看到眼前。
And the more this happens, the more a man will only look at the things ahead of them or in front of them.
这就是为什么越来越多的人眼光非常的短浅。
And this is why more and more people are becoming short-sighted.
因为不知道不明白主耶稣的教训是那么重要，那么美好。
Because they do not understand, they do not know that the word of the Lord is so wonderful and so important.
没有办法去过着一个行道的生活。
They are unable to live a life according to the word of God.
没有办法去过着一个超越的生活。
They are unable to live a life of transcending.
就只能够让这个潮流、这个环境来左右着他。
They can only let the trends and the environment sway them to and fro.
所以主是我们的力量。我们就可以成为一个怎样的人呢？
Thus, when the Lord is our strength, what kind of person can we become?
我们成为一个活在世界上，但是不属这个世界的人。
We become a person who is in the world, but is not of the world.
请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's look at John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章十四节。
John chapter 17, verse 14.
主耶稣说：“我已经将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。”
I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
这里说一个领受神的道理的人，他是一个不属世界的人。
Here it says that one who has received the word of God is not of the world.
那不属这个世界。那难道是离开这个世界吗？
So if one is not of the world, does it mean they have left the world?
十五节。
Verse 15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
在时空里头，我们并没有马上离开这个物质的世界。
Under time and space, we have not physically left the physical world.
因为我们还有很多事情要做。
Because there are still many things for us to do.
因为还有很多的灵魂等待我们去救他们。
Because there are many souls waiting for us to save them.
所以我们生活在这个世界，但是我们不属这个世界。
So we live in this world, but we are not of this world.
16节。
Verse 16.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
就好像主耶稣他来到这个世界。
It's just like how the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world.
因为他爱世人，他要来完成救恩。
Because he loved the world so much, he came to bring salvation.
但是我们看到主耶稣在这个世界上的生活，他不属于这个世界。
But we can see that throughout the life of the Lord Jesus, he was not of the world.
他能够顺服 天父真神。
He was able to submit to the Heavenly Father.
在他的生活里头，他总是付出。
And in his daily life, he often gave.
在他的生活里头充满着爱。
And his life was full of love.
在他的教训里头带给人安慰。
And his teachings brought people comfort.
这个跟当时犹太社会里头的这些法利赛人文士是大大的不一样。
And this was very different from the life of the scribes and the Pharisees.
他虽然生活在犹太社会里头，但是他跟这些犹太社会里头的这些重要的人物是不一样的。
Although he lived under the Jewish traditions and cultures, the way he lived was different from the way the leaders of the Jewish people lived.
神主是我们的力量。
The Lord is our strength.
我们就是要过着这样的生活。
And this is the life that we should live.
17节。
Verse 17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
为什么能够有这种超然的生活？
Why are we able to have this life of transcending?
因为我们领受了神的道。
Because we have received the truth of God.
因为我们有属灵的眼光，能够珍惜神的道。
Because we have the spiritual eyesight to cherish the word of God.
因为主是我们的力量，我们又能够去将真理行出来。
And because the Lord is our strength, we are able to act upon the word of God.
18节。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As you have sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world.
我们都有神所拣选的，对我们拣选的神圣的目的。
We all have a spiritual and holy purpose sent by the Lord.
我们在这个世界上生活里头，我们要去拯救更多的灵魂。
As we live in this world, we must go and save more souls.
19节。
Verse 19.
我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们因真理成圣。
And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth.
主耶稣来到世界上，他就是见证。
The Lord Jesus Christ came to the world as a testimony.
今天我们活在这个世界上，我们也是见证。
And today, as we live in this world, we are also a living testimony.
什么是见证？
What is a testimony?
就是主耶稣这里所说的分别为圣。
It is just as the Lord Jesus Christ says to be sanctified.
我们让人看到我们有着不一样的人生的态度，人生的目标。
To be set apart as holy, and we can show others that we have a different lifestyle, that we have a different purpose in life.
我们让人家看到我们总是充满着确定。
We let others see that we are often filled with confidence.
我们总是让人家看到主耶稣的美好。
And we let everyone see the wonder of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们正像主耶稣那样子，过着一个分别为圣的生活。
Because just as the Lord Jesus Christ did, we are able to live a life set apart and as holy.
当时为什么有好多的人他们在跟随耶稣。
Why were there so many people who followed the Lord Jesus Christ at the time?
因为他们看见了主耶稣那种分别的生活。
Because they were able to see how the Lord sanctified himself as holy.
请我们再看启示录第四章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章第六节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 6.
什么叫做过着不属世界的生活。
What does it mean to live a life not of the world?
第六节。
Verse 6.
宝座前有一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍地，满了眼睛。
Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne, there were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in the back.
这是使徒约翰在灵里头他所看到的异象。
This was the vision that the Apostle John saw in the Spirit.
在属灵的国度里头的一个情景。
And this was a scene in the spiritual realm.
今天从信仰的层面来看，我们就是在属灵的国度里头。
And today, from a spiritual aspect, we are living in the heavenly kingdom.
约翰看到一个玻璃海，如同水晶。
John saw a sea of glass, like crystal.
这种有属灵生活的人，他的生活是那么的清澈，那么的平安。
Those who live a spiritual life have a life of clarity and of peace.
在这里讲到四个活物。
Here it talks about the four living creatures.
我们每一个人都可以成为四活物。
And all of us can be like the four living creatures.
这个在讲着每一个得着神力量的人，他所成为的样式。
And here it talks about everyone who was able to receive the strength of the Lord, what they can become.
第六节说他们遍体满了眼睛。
Verse 6 says that they were full of eyes in the front and in the back.
充满着智慧。
Full of wisdom.
充满着那个上头属灵的智慧。
Full of the wisdom that comes from above.
能够看到神的美好。
Able to see the wonders of God.
能够明白主耶稣教训的美好。
Able to understand the beauty of the word of God.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第一个活物像狮子，第二个活物像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像灰鹰。
The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle.
第四节，四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛，他们昼夜不住地说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Verse 8, the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they did not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
这四活物在他们的生活里头有一项很重要 的部分，就是敬拜神的这个部分。
An important aspect of the life of the four living creatures was the aspect of worshiping God.
今天我们要成为一个喜爱敬拜神的人。
Today we must become people who love to worship God.
在敬拜神里头来得着我们所要的这种平安跟喜乐。
And within worshiping God, we are able to receive the peace and the joy that we so desire.
当主成为我们的力量。
When the Lord becomes our strength.
我们就像这四个活物。
We will be like the four living creatures.
像第七节所说的，像狮子，像牛犊，像人，像灰鹰。
Just as it says in verse 7, we'll be like a calf, like a lion, like a man, and like an eagle.
在生活里头充满着属灵的智慧。
And we will be filled with spiritual wisdom.
在生活里头充满着对神的顺服。
And we'll be filled with submission to the Lord.
在生活里头满有谦卑怜悯的心。
And our lives will be filled with humility and mercy.
在生活里头充满着真正的自由。
And our lives will be filled with true freedom.
所以主是我们的力量。
The Lord is our strength.
在我们的生活里头不再有恐惧。
Within our lives, we will have no fear.
在我们的生活里头不再有害怕。
In our lives, we will no longer have anything to be afraid of.
在我们的生活里头不再有羞耻。
And in our lives, we will have no more shame.
因为我们能够胜过环境，胜过潮流。
Because we are able to overcome the environment, overcome the current.
因为我们能够胜过自己的软弱。
Because we are able to overcome our own weaknesses.
因为我们能够胜过我们的过患。
Because we are able to overcome our sins.
因为我们能够胜过死亡。
Because we are able to overcome death.
主耶稣说他来到这个世界就是光。
The Lord said that when he came to this world, he was the light.
那么我们在主耶稣基督里头，我们也成为光明之子。
And now within the Lord Jesus Christ, we have become children of light.
因为主耶稣是我们的中心。
Because God is the center of our life.
主耶稣是我们的盼望。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is our hope.
主耶稣是我们的救赎。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
主耶稣是我们的指引。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our guide.
主耶稣是我们的力量。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our strength.
主耶稣是我们所依靠的。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is who we rely on.
那我们想到我们现实的生活。
And when we think about our life today,
我们都必须承认我们有或多或少的这种困境，甚至跌倒。
We have to admit that we might fall sometimes. times.
当我们困倦，当我们跌倒的时候，
when we are weary and when we fall,
我们就被这个环境，被这个潮流把我们带着走。
The currents and trends and the environment of this world, bring us with them.
那么生活里头就充满，就会有什么？
And then what will our lives be filled with?
生活里头就会有所谓的悲哀不幸。
Our lives will be filled with a lack of faith, will be filled with sorrow.
请看希伯来书第二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1.
第一节，所以我们当耶和华正中所听见的道，恐怕我们随流失去。
Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away.
其实，在现实的生活里头，我们或多或少的有这样的现象，随流失去。
In our daily lives today, we might have this happen, which is that we might drift away.
被这个环境、这个潮流来把我们带着走。
Because the environment and the currents and trends of this world drag us along with them.
这个世界里头充满着很多不应该充满的。
Because this world is filled with things that it shouldn't be filled with.
这个世界缺少了很多应该有的。
And the world is lacking a lot of things that it should have.
所以当我们疲惫的时候，我们就容易随流失去。
So when we are weary, it's very easy for us to drift away.
所以在我们生活里头也会充满着一些不满、纷争。
And then in our life, we will be filled with discontent, filled with division.
在我们生活里头或多或少的也有着欺骗、仇恨。
And then our lives might be filled with some hatred and some lying.
在我们生活里头或多或少的有那些的没有怜悯，没有爱。
And then our lives might also have a lack of love and a lack of forgiveness.
当我们疲惫的时候，潮流就要把我们冲走。
When we are weary, the trends of the world want to drag us away.
这个世界的观念就一点一滴的进到我们里头。
And drop by drop, the ideas of the world come into our hearts.
当这个世界的观念进到我们的里头，就开始影响我们的言语，我们的行为。
And when the ideas of the world come in us, then it will be reflected in our actions and in our speech.
当我们的言语行为里头充满着这些不应该充满的。
And when our actions and our speech are filled with things that they shouldn't be filled with.
当我们的言语行为或多或少的被这些不应该有的来影响我们。
And when our actions or speech are affected by these things that we shouldn't be affected by.
我们就发现我们的生活里头不再有那真正的平安跟喜乐。
We will begin to realize that we are lacking that true joy and that true peace.
我们就发现生活里头还是有着悲哀不幸的存在。
And then we'll begin to realize our lives do have some sorrow and lack of faith.
那既然主是我们的力量，那我们如何让主来成为我们的力量。
But since the Lord is our strength, how do we allow him to be our strength?
请我们再看回以赛亚书四十章。
Let us once again turn back to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章三十一节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31.
三十一节，但那等候主的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
上半句话告诉我们说，等候主重新得力。
The first half of this verse says to wait on the Lord and renew our strength.
这个可以是两件事情，也可以是一件事情。
These can be two separate actions. It can also be just one action.
一个等候主的人，他也一定会去体验到重新得力。
One who waits on the Lord will definitely experience renewal of their strength.
那我们就把它分成两件事情来看。
So now let's separate it into two different actions.
我们如果要让主成为我们的力量，第一个我们要等候主。
If we want the Lord to become our strength, firstly we must wait on the Lord.
在哪里等呢？
Where do we wait for him?
我们要在主里面来等候他。
We need to wait on him within the Lord.
就像约瑟人在埃及，但是他有神跟他同在。
Just as when Joseph was in Egypt, the Lord was still with him.
为什么有神跟他同在？
Why was the Lord still abiding with him?
因为他保守自己在神的教训里头。
Because he kept himself within the word of the Lord.
在主里面来等候神。
He waited on the Lord within the Lord.
所以我们看到耶色他是拥有神的力量的人。
So we see that Joseph was one who had the strength of the Lord.
路德一个外邦女子，她来到犹大地。
Ruth, a Gentile woman, came to the land of Judah.
这个波阿斯对她说。你来在神的翅膀底下。
And Boaz said, "You have come under the wings of the Lord."
这个波阿斯看到路德，他是在神的翅膀底下。
Boaz could see that Ruth was under the wings of God.
所以波阿斯说，愿神照着你所做的来赐福给你。
And thus Boaz said to her, "May the Lord grant to you according to what you have done."
在波阿斯讲那一句话的时候，路德。他还是一无所有，他还是一个寡妇。
And even when Boaz was saying this, Ruth was still a widow. She still had nothing.
但是他已经在神里面。
But she was already within the Lord.
他已经来到犹大地。
She had already come to the land of Judah.
他来依靠神。
And she had already relied on the Lord.
所以他在主里头来等候神。
So she had waited on the Lord within the Lord.
那么神就成为。路德的力量。
And because of this, the Lord became Ruth's strength.
今天我们也是一样，要在主里头来等候神。
Today we are the same. We must wait on the Lord within the Lord.
因为我们需要神成为我们的力量。
Because we need the Lord to be our strength.
那我们什么叫做在主里面
？What does it mean to be in the Lord?
请看罗马书第五章。
Look at Romans chapter five.
罗马书第五章第一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
第五节，我们因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督得以神相合。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二节，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Verse 2, through whom we also have access by faith into his grace, in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
照着圣灵的带领跟感动。
Under the movement and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们相信主耶稣，我们领受了他的救恩。
We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we have received his salvation.
这个第二节保罗说，我们就进入，借着主耶稣进入现在所站的恩典中。
And verse 2 says that through him we have access by faith into this grace.
我们是在主里头。
We are in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要看重主耶稣所给我们的救恩。
So we have to place importance on the salvation that he has given us.
我们要保守在主耶稣的救恩里头。
We must be kept within the salvation of God.
我们要保守在主耶稣的身体里头，在教会里头。
And we must be kept within the church, within the body of Christ.
那这样子，我们在主里头来等候。
And it is in this way that we can wait on the Lord within the Lord.
那我们就要领受神所要给我们，神成为我们的力量。
And then we will receive the strength of the Lord.
那当我们在等候的时候，在主里头等候，神就来训练我们。
And now when we are waiting on the Lord, He will train us.
因为力量也常常是从锻炼而得来的。
Because strength often comes from training.
所以在生命记里头说神好像鹰一样搅动那个鹰的巢。
And thus Deuteronomy says that the Lord was like an eagle stirring up her nest.
来训练这些以色列人让他们成为有力量。
Training the Israelites so that they could have more strength.
所以在我们等候神的当中神要训练我们。
So when we are waiting on the Lord, God will train us.
我们请看罗马书五章第三节。
Look at Romans chapter 5 verse 3.
第三节，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance.
在主里头，我们来等候神。
We wait for the Lord within the Lord.
因为主要成为我们的力量。
Because the Lord is going to be our strength.
所以第三节讲，我们可能会遇到患难。
And that's why verse 3 says that we might face some tribulations.
那就是一种训练。
And this is a kind of training.
训练让我们能够产生忍耐。
It is a training that produces perseverance.
第四节。
Verse 4.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And perseverance character and character hope.
那在忍耐的过程里头，我们就被训练成功， 拥有力量。
And while we persevere, we'll be trained to success and then regain strength.
我们就有神的神性在我们里头。
And we will have the divine nature of God within us.
我们就能够过着行道的生活。
And we'll be able to live a life according to the word of God.
我们就能够过着一个不属世界的生活。
And then we can live a life away from the world.
第二件事情可以让神主成为我们的力量。
Second way to have the Lord become our strength
就是重新得力
is to renew our strength.
过去所拥有的美好，我们要再一次的获得。
We will once again regain the goodness that we had in the past.
过去所拥有的力量，我们要再重新得着。
And we will the strength that we had in the past, we must once again regain.
请看。创世纪三十五章。
Look at Genesis chapter
35. 创世纪三十五章第一节。
Genesis 35 verse 1.
第一节，神对雅各说：“起来，上伯特利去，住在那里，在那里要筑一座坛给神。”
Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God.
第二节，雅各就对家中的人，雅各就对家中的人，并一切。他 同在的人说，你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自洁更换衣裳。
And Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you, purify yourselves and change your garments.
这时候的雅各其实他非常的疲乏。
At this time, Jacob was actually very weary.
因为周遭的环境也非常的险恶。
Because his environment was very wicked.
因为他遇到生命的威胁。
Because he faced danger in his life.
他非常的非常的疲惫无力。
And he was very tired and he lacked strength.
他需要再得到力量。
He needed to renew his strength.
这里神说，你起来上伯特利去。
Here God tells him, arise, go up to Bethel.
你去回想当时神怎么向你显现。
Reflect on how God once manifested himself to you.
你去回想当时你所立的志。
Remind yourself of the covenant that you made in the past.
你去回想当初你是怎么做的。
And remind yourself of how you acted.
雅各就上伯特利去。
Thus, Jacob returned to Bethel.
他就重新得力了。
And he regained his strength.
他就能够面对着他人生的挑战。
And he was able to face the trials that had him.
所以我们也是一样，要重新得力。
Today, we too must regain our strength.
我们要上伯特利去。
We must arise and go to Bethel.
我们要回想神所曾经给我们的恩典。
We need to remember the blessings that God has given us.
我们要记得我们过去为神所做的事情。
We need to remember the things we have done for God in the past.
我们要去行起初所行的。
And we must act and do the things we have done in the past.
下礼拜就是我们的灵恩会。
Next week is our spiritual convocation.
这灵恩会就好像是我们的这个伯特利。
And the spiritual convocation is like our Bethel.
神告诉雅各说上伯特利去。
The Lord told Jacob, arise and go to Bethel.
所以神也告诉我们说去参加灵恩会。
And God is telling us today, go attend spiritual convocation.
神要给我们一个新的开始。
God will give us a new beginning.
神要让我们重新得力。
God will renew our strength.
我们一起唱诗382首。
Let's sing him 382.
一起来做结束的祷告。
We're going to make a concluding prayer together.
我们要让主成为我们的力量。
We need to make the Lord our strength.
所以我们要在主里头来等候他。
Thus we must wait on the Lord within the Lord.
所以我们在我们的祷告里头，我们求天父真神，他保守我们在他的里头。
Let us ask our Heavenly Father to keep us in Him.
我们要重新得力。
We must renew our strength.
所以恳求天父真神他怜悯我们帮助我们来做我们起初所做的。
So let us ask the Lord to have mercy on us and help us so that we can do that which we did in the beginning.
让我们再一次的来得着力量。
So that we can once again renew our strength.
那我们很欢迎我们的朋友跟我们一起祷告。
And we also invite all of our friends to pray with us.
在真耶稣教会里头，我们每一个人可以自己直接来向神祷告。
In our True Jesus Church, everyone can directly pray to our Lord Jesus Christ.
这位神是我们的力量。
This God is our strength.
在我们的祷告里头，我们来等候他，我们来领受力量。
In our prayers, we wait on Him and regain strength.
所以可以的话，我们用跪下来做祷告。
So if possible, we kneel down and pray.
我们手合着，我们闭上我们的眼睛，来专心的来做祷告。
We clasp our hands and close our eyes in order to concentrate in our prayers.
第一句话，我们念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First thing we say is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
那接下来我们就念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then after that we say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
主耶稣爱我们，他愿意将他的圣灵来赐给我们。
The Lord Jesus Christ loves us and He's willing to give us His Holy Spirit.
当他圣灵临到我们的时候，我们嘴巴里头、舌头自然就会跳动或者剪动，讲出灵言。
And when He gives us His Holy Spirit, then our tongues will naturally begin to move and speak in spiritual tongues.
圣灵要带领我们进入真理里头。
And the Holy Spirit will bring us into all truth.
圣灵要成为我们随时的帮助。
Holy Spirit will be our consistent help.
所以欢迎我们的朋友能够一起来祷告求神的怜悯求神的帮助。
So we invite our friends to pray with us and ask God for His guidance and His help.
让神成为我们的力量。
And to ask the Lord to be our strength.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的我们都可以到前面来。
If you would like to receive the laying of hands, you can come to the front to pray.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.